Hello, Shabbat Shalom. I am Rabbi Moshe Schwab, and I'm glad you can be here with us today. This is the accompanying teaching for the Torah portion, Va'era. In the portion for today, we see the audacity of Pharaoh who resists God at the expense of his people. Things don't seem to change much, do they? Historically, we see leaders who think they can do what they want in total disregard for doing what is right. Those who believe in God will be rewarded by God. God helps us live a better life, and those who are faithful will have a future eternal life with a good God who will be our king and ruler. First of all, God is greater than the man-made things of this world and the leaders of this world. Years ago, people in the United States used to be concerned with quality. Sometimes quality is associated with a brand name we trust. But we are actually just paying for a name. That can be real value in some of the off-brands that are manufactured. Perhaps this has become highlighted to me because of our two-year-old brand name dryer has to be replaced. Our last dryer lasted 15 years. It goes to show us that man-made things will degrade. Some, unfortunately, sooner than others. God's creation continues in spite of how mankind treats this planet. If our planet loses its ability to be self-sustaining, it will not be God's fault. God created wheat, and wheat continues to thrive and feed us. There are so many things that we take for granted. We should thank God for all we have, and that's an obvious time to do that is at our meals. We don't have to say a prescribed prayer, but we should acknowledge God's provision. Psalms 145, starting in verse 15 through 17, says, "The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works." God will also provide for us because we are his people. I remember someone telling me that God does supernatural things for those who do things for God's kingdom. And then I experienced that happening to me as I was serving him. It seemed obvious to me. God's provision got my attention. Yeshua said in Matthew 6:31-34, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Putting God in his proper place in our lives is the most important thing we can do. Think about that in relation to what God has created. His creation continues on and is self-sustaining. We plant one seed and get food from multiple seeds in return. This is an amazing thought when you apply it to keeping God's commandments. Is it possible that life is self-sustaining through God's ways? How might we experience this? Perhaps in God's protection, or God's provision, or God's leading through the Holy Spirit. When I was in the jungle, people's lives changed as they applied God's word to their lives. Their lives got better by just following God's commandments. Their lives produced good fruit, so to speak. And this is not a novel idea. The Bible says that our lives can produce fruit. Isn't that interesting? Yeshua talks about this, Matthew 7:15-20. "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. You know, Yeshua says that those who bring bad fruit may appear to be okay, but they are not. Wheat produces food for us because it is how God designed it. That's how it was designed by God. God created us and knows how we should best live. When we follow God's design for life by keeping His commandments, we are following the natural good process that we were designed for. Unlike wheat, God gave us a free will to either produce good fruit in our lives or bad fruit. Yeshua said that those who produce bad fruit will be destroyed. This probably correlates to the end time when those who don't follow God's natural order will end up in the lake of fire. I'm not making this up. Revelation 21:8 says, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So put forth the effort to do what is right. The world packs up its godless ways and presents them to us. When we go to the grocery store, at times we see people stocking the shelves with food. They will be filling up the shelves with the boxes of supplies that were ordered for the store. In the same way, we have a choice in life. We can unpack God's commandments and principles in our lives, or the godless ways of the world that are opposed to God. This is part of a song that King David wrote in Psalm 4, verses 3 through 7. It says, "But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Therefore, there are many who say, 'Who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart.'" You know, God knows who have set their hearts on following God's commandments. Talk to God and don't let your emotions overcome you. Take time to consider what is right and then do what is right. Trust in Yehovah and not in men. God and His ways are able to give us joy in life. That is what the God of the universe wants for us and wants for His creation. We live in a world that defines their godless ways as good and enforces their doctrine. Years ago, I read a story about this warlord in Africa who held back food for himself and for those who enforced his authority. It sounds like a backwards way to be a leader. That's how a lot of dishonest people became leaders in their country. We think leaders should care about those who they are responsible for and not just be looking out for themselves. Good leaders don't have to brutally enforce their authority because they help those who are under them to succeed. They live a good life because they help others to have good lives. That is essentially how God's word works. God helps us to have a good life because we follow how He has designed us. Instead of enforcing His authority, He offers His word, even in supernatural blessings, for doing things His way. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 says, "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, says the Lord Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. When you search me, search for me with all your heart." Does this sound like an evil autocratic leader? This world may enforce its doctrine of godless ways, but we are free to do what is right. Being good and kind and following God's commandments will help us to have joy in life. Even if we have struggles, nothing could be better than following the plan that God has for life. God's goodness is endless. God is unlimited in His ability. Seek Yehovah. Yehovah is an acronym which stands for He Was, He Is, and He Will Be. That's what the name means that God told us to use for Him. The word Lord in the New King James Version of the Bible, in all caps, is the word Yehovah in Hebrew, which is used over 6,000 times in the Old Testament portion. And we've quoted this scripture before, Ezekiel 3:15, the Lord God of your fathers, that is the Lord Yehovah, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. And this is memorial to all generations. That is God's name. And we have found God's name, as I said before, many times, over 2,363 in over 2,363 manuscripts. Once is Yehovah, never is Yahweh. Yahweh is a Gentile construct. Yehovah is a name we should respect. Speaking God's name honors who God is. God's goodness is endless. Not only because He is the Creator God, but because He was, He is, and He will be. He is Yehovah. Also, we look at the amazing details and all that has been created. When we do that, we realize that we have a God who is limitless in His abilities and complexity. Shaul told us that all can see God's limitless ability. Romans 1:20 says, "For since the creation of this world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." God is worthy of honor and praise. He is the Creator, Lord Yehovah. Nehemiah 9, verses 5 and 6 says, "Stand up and bless the Lord Yehovah, your Father God, forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are Yehovah, the Lord Yehovah. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you." Notice that this scripture is praising the name of Yehovah. Psalms 8:3-4 says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him?" It's true, isn't it? God cares deeply about His creation. God wants us to be a people who follow His plan for a good and godly life. Isaiah 66:2 says, "For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord, but on this one I will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, who trembles at my word." God is there for anyone who will come to him, and he wants us to accept his commandments, which give life and his Holy Spirit. Psalms 121:2 says, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." God says in Proverbs 7:2, "Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye." Pharaoh brought pain and anguish on the people of Egypt because of his unbelief. God creates things that are useful. The pyramids were just filled with bones. God designed us to convey his goodness and love and have good fruit in our lives. God gives us blessings. The worldly are takers. God is limitless in his ability. Yehovah is the king of the universe. Instead of taking, God wants to help us and give us blessings. Well, thank you for joining me today with this teaching. And I'd just like to say the Aaronic benediction at this time. Yevarechach Yehovah ve'yishmerecha, Ya'er Yehovah panav lecha v'chunecha, Shalom. Yehovah bless you and keep you. Yehovah make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. May you have joy in God and enjoy him and his blessings. May God be with you. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Shavuot tov. Have a good week.